I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, boy. I think that's the best open ever.
Seventh round, pick my ass.
Especially after we got the tease from Chris Broussard coming up next to Jason and Mike, and they bring fire without the racism.
Yeah.
I want to make that
not into an open. The headline or the show open that I would have anticipated.
There. Let's make that into a show. They bring fire without the racism.
That's what you call a tease.
Like Jason Smith and Mike Harmon next, and they bring fire without the racism.
Boom! There it is. That's going to be an open. That's going to be an open right there.
We can add it.
That's a good endorsement from Chris Broussard.
Yeah, add the racism?
I want to add that line, the whole line, like so it's not out of context.
Oh, just the line.
Yeah, like the Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, they bring fire without the racism.
If we bring the other part that you're suggesting, Frostburg, we might get a lot of clicks, but the show will be short-lived.
No, I just that part about it, just because that's the truth. That's what we do. I mean, really. I think the scouting reports got us all pretty good, especially.
I think you misheard his quote for you. Want me to play it again?
No, I had a good one.
And they bring the racism.
No, whoa,
wow.
Whoa,
Chris Broussard really said that, huh?
Whoa.
What is it?
That's something to mess around with.
Is it libel or slander?
That's that's both. Well, slander. That's both, actually. I think we can do libel and slander.
Because I now have a giant lawsuit against my coworker and Tyshirt.
Well, wait. Tyshirt is also your coworker. He's also your coworker. He's worked with us for the last like 8 months.
Well, I should have named Chris Broussard and Tyshirt and gone coworkers.
It's both things. I think it's both. You could do a good lawyer get you both things right there.
I think so.
I mean, especially
Country and Western.
Yeah, especially after the very accurate descriptions of us as getting ready for the draft. I like Tyshirt takes too many pictures of himself.
That's not accurate.
That is absolutely accurate.
No, it's not.
That's absolutely accurate.
The second part was accurate about the shirts getting smaller, but the first part was not.
Well.
according to you. I mean, you're the one trying to set that threshold in your own mind now.
Yeah.
Happy Thursday. Welcome inside.
Yeah.
It is
the
Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Well-dressed hobo.
From the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, we have big nights. We're getting ahead of the Final Four, men's and women's, the next couple of nights. And I got to be honest with you, Mike Harmon, this is right now, this is so bittersweet right now because I was so depressed earlier today. And then I get excited. And then I realize this is what it's going to take just to get out of the first round. The Knicks are finishing thumping the Kings right now.
Yeah.
120 to 109 is your final.
Oh, hell of an effort.
Another huge night from Jalen Brunson. And
I say
to myself,
he finished strong.
You know, shorthanded, no Julius Randle, who is out for the season now officially. We'll get to that.
Now, to be fair, you're not shorthanded anymore because you've been playing with this iteration of the Knicks for a while.
But when,
you're only shorthanded if it's a short-term injury. Once the guy's gone for months at a time.
But we add Anunoby to Randle, and we're the best team in the NBA. We're, 14-2 with the two of them?
Oh, yeah. No,
and we're the
good,
best defensive team in the league. We're going to the finals. We're going to the finals. And then I watch tonight and I go, you know, maybe. And I try to say to myself, hey, can I look at the positives? You know, the Mets finally won today. So I'm like, hey, I'm a little more positive today. I'm like, hey, maybe. Is there a way that maybe the Knicks can maybe? And then I realize, no, this is what it's going to take just to get out of the first round. Because they're shorthanded without Julius Randle and without Anunoby, who are the two biggest difference makers. Look, Anunoby, the big difference maker in the league this year at the trade deadline. And I just go, this is so depressing because we're in NBA. The way the Eastern Conference is shaking out right now, the Bucks have problems. The Celtics aren't unbeatable.
Oh, but the Bucks, since they hired Docker, a 500
team.
They're literally a 500 team right now.
I mean, it's wide open. And I'm going to watch a team like the Heat today. Oh, look, we're going to get hot because we're the Heat. It's what we do. I'm Jimmy Butler. You have Tyler Herro. I'm Derek Spoelstra. It's what we do. And I'm going to have to watch something like that crap happen when this would have been our year. And then when to find out Randle is out. And not that I didn't know he was going to eventually be ruled out for the year, because when Thibodeau said the other day, I don't know, it kind of is what it is. Great, he's not coming back. And now I got to sit here and go, now this is it. This is it. It's just so depressing. Like, for 5 minutes, mm-hmm. we had nice things. The Knicks had nice things, and we were a big-time contender. Look at the NBA saying, hey, we're getting to the playoffs now. The Knicks are really good. The Lakers look like they're really good. We have other really good teams. We have other really good stars that are cutting through with Wemby coming in this year and Jokic going to win another MVP and everybody loves Luka. And all. Hey, we're in a great spot. And now, boom, I got to watch the Knicks go, oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, no Julius Randle. No, sorry, he's done for the season. Oh, great. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah, the theme song for you is always, quote, because you break them, I had to take them away. The Taylor Swift classic, This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. And normally you're the one to say, I hate to say I told you so.
Yeah.
I told you this was happening.
No, I did, but I didn't want to give that oxygen to make you put it out in the air that maybe he's not going to come back. I don't need you to tell me, you know, he might not come back. You think I don't know Julius Randle might not come back?
Yeah, but I had to be the realist.
Why did
you were living
that?
In Candyland, running around fantasy land, thinking everything's fine.
Hey, Phil Sims, I knew that already, okay, Phil Sims? Everybody else knew that, Phil Sims.
No, not everybody
they all knew.
Knew.
Everybody knew.
No,
Phil.
Everybody was still going.
Everybody
if he could get healthy down the stretch, because you were still saying
everybody knew
it.
Phil.
If he could get healthy, we're
going
to make a run.
I didn't need
that. You were trying to speak it into existence. Yet you lied to yourself and to the globe.
I didn't lie to anybody.
Not just America.
I'm just trying to be positive. You are bringing everybody down negatively. You're bringing everybody down negatively.
I was a realist.
That's what you're doing right now.
You didn't want me to be real.
No, I didn't want
you couldn't handle the truth.
I want you to put that hate and that ridiculous stuff out there that I knew was going to come true.
I've celebrated the career of Julius Randle more than anybody else on this show.
You know, he went from being a good player on a bad team to a really good player on an okay team and then one of the best players on a good team. And now, here's the other part of it, is that you know my feelings, Julius Randle. There's no more guy of a more love-hate relationship than Julius Randle, right?
Sure.
And I'm saying to myself, it's typical. When he's ruled out for the year today, his shoulder is not good enough. And I say to myself, you know, I watch the last couple of years, and the Knicks wind up falling short or whatever it was because Julius Randle had to act like a one, and he's not a one. You can't give him the ball at the end of a game because he gets double-teamed. His offensive game is not smooth enough where he can get by. He doesn't make passes. He's someone who takes too many shots. Right? He's too big involved in the offense, and this is what has dragged the Knicks down the last couple of years. But now here comes Jalen Brunson, and then last year and this year, and suddenly, okay, now it works, right? Brunson's the one. The guy's an MVP. He'll go walk into next year being one of the favorites for MVP. And now, okay, Randall is good. He's got, now he's the 1A. Definitively, he's the 1A, and it works. And the Knicks, and they click, and all of a sudden the deadline hits, and Anunoby comes, and it's sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. And now, this is how Julius Randle winds up screwing me and screwing this. Now, he can't come back. Just when he gets to a point where I'm like, hey, I don't want to drive the guy out of town anymore. I don't think we need to replace him with a bigger star. I'm okay with not trading for Embiid. All of these things happen. All of these things happen. And now, now this is how he's screwing the Knicks because he can't come back and
play. He's got to be on your never again list. And, you know, friend on Twitter.
Dude, he's on the. I can't put the Knicks on my never again.
Well,
come on,
no. I mean, Julius Randle. Like, you just have to accept him for what he is.
Yeah, but I can't put him on my never again list. He's not going anywhere.
You celebrate
now
him when
he's good.
There.
Now he's the best version of himself he's ever been, and now he's out. And this is so Knicks, man.
Do you want a tissue?
I might need one.
Tom Thibodeau.
I might need one. I'm not good, Bob. Not good.
Well, let me
add to it. I watched the Knicks play this game today. I'm watching DiVincenzo making great layups to the. I go, we need more Villanova guys. Right. Let's get more Villanova guys. Let's bring in Jay Wright as an assistant coach. Let's get Steve Lapis in. Let's bring in Harold Jensen. Let's go get all the guys from the 85 team and everything else. Let's go. Let's bring in Arkadiakono. Let's get Chris Jenkins. More Villanova guys. And I'm saying, this looks like we could do it. And then I say, no, this is the type of energy and performance it's going to be just to maybe get out of the first round.
Yeah,
that's what it's going to be. Just
so
to maybe
as my
get out of
my
the first
friend
round.
On Twitter, Mr. Chuck D,
the real Chuck D,
the real Chuck D,
Chuck D,
yeah,
like Chuck D, Chuck D,
Chuck D, Chuck D,
Chuck D,
yeah,
like you follow each other on Twitter and everything. Really? Yeah. How'd you meet Chuck D?
Just we had some similar thoughts on some
on rap,
some you know. Movies and TV, whatever. And
okay.
So he followed me.
You didn't hear that song where Harman drops the verses with Chuck D?
I didn't hear that.
And Flava Flav?
I didn't know that.
It's
New York Knicks are a joke. Ow. New York Knicks are a joke.
After midnight, Harman wears a clock around his neck.
I do. That is documented.
For a guy that can't tell time, that's really not a smart thing. But anyway,
the clock doesn't work. It's a necklace.
Exactly.
It's been a quarter to 12 for the last 8 months on my chest right here. It's okay.
I'm pretty sure it had spinners on it, too.
No, that's absolutely true. Sucks. Injuries matter. This ranks with Bernard King, 85. Patrick Ewing, 98.
Oh, Patrick
with
Ewing.
With Andrew Lang, wrist. Julius Randle versus damn Heat again. And Jaime Jaquez, you want to talk about a guy who on Twitter earlier... Don't check your mentions.
Yeah.
This is a stay away
from social media day. Yes.
Again.
Yes. Stay away from social media.
As a Knicks fan physically, now it's a possible mental block of three playoffs in a row.
I know.
Difficulty this way.
Not great,
Bob. And it keeps going.
Not great. Not great.
But yeah, it's...
I almost feel like, okay, we have Jalen Brunson on, like, it's almost like we have him on a rookie deal for two more years because he's only getting $25 million
is nothing.
You know, it's we got to win in the next 2 years
because
he's going to get like $60 million a year when he comes out. Are you kidding? Come on,
it's like
man.
The Houston Texans loading up for CJ Stroud. But to your point about the Eastern Conference, just really quick to circle back to that. Yeah, you've got Boston and everybody else. It's a mess. And when you bring up the Heat, I mean, Jimmy Butler's interesting. So that's good. Spoelstra's a great coach. You've got some
I don't want to watch him again underachieve during the regular season. Suddenly, we get it all together because Jimmy Butler had a pickup game and everybody loved it. Or Jimmy Butler said this in the locker room and everybody
sold
loved
me a $20 cup of coffee. But it comes down to this, man. Every year we do the same thing. The regular season doesn't matter. Just make sure you've got 12 guys that can raise their hand and say, I'm in, coach, when it matters as the playoffs begin. And with the play-in round, right, the play-in opportunities that you have, just don't suck altogether, and you're playing for it all come April.
It's so depressing. It really is. It's like this should be it. Why can't I have just one nice thing? Just one nice
you
thing.
You got
I
Tibbs.
Want. Just one nice thing I want. He's getting fouled. All I'm seeing is Tom Thibodeau talking about Jalen Brunson. He's getting fouled.
Jason, we told you months ago they're a dumpster fire. You didn't want to believe it. Oh, they're elite. They're going all the way. They're the best team in the East.
Look how good they are.
And what happened?
Look how good they got hurt. Two guys got hurt.
They fell apart like we told you they were going to.
They're not falling apart.
It happens every year.
They're winning games. Yeah, physically they're falling apart. They're like Simon in Airplane. Simon is turning to jelly.
Well, but what happens with Tom Thibodeau teams, Mr. Helper?
They don't have any energy for the playoffs.
Guys fall apart.
Yeah, I'm good. Guys, I'm going to point to Harmon again if he gives me the Thibodeau. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings. Get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Now, speaking of getting ready for the Final Four, women's and men's, how about we get things rolling for NCAA-wise, because I need a break from the Knicks, even though they won tonight and they lost. And, you know, how about I give you a great conspiracy theory that you can watch for tomorrow night for Caitlin Clark against UConn.
So tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. You can watch
that. If you were advancing to Saturday,
yeah.
I've got a few for WrestleMania night one.
Okay. Night one of WrestleMania. WrestleMania 3. What the whole world is coming to see. But I'll give
you all the way back to Detroit.
I'll give you, yeah, like you said, Detroit. But I will give you a that we can all watch for.
Look at you.
And if you want to say, hey, wait a minute, they may be looking to push Iowa into the national championship game, I will tell you what to watch for. I will tell you.
Looking for the cigarette-smoking man now.
Tired of feeling alone in your job search? Well, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. Oh, yeah, full Caitlin Clark, Iowa UConn conspiracy theory. Just watch. It's next right here. Jason and Mike. Fox. Without the racism. Without the racism. Without it.
And they bring the racism.
No!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm going home.
Jason, Nickelback or Creed?
This is Nickelback.
Yes.
Yes, this is Nickelback. Yes. We got to bring back that Nickelback or Creed game.
So much fun.
We got to bring that back. Because I didn't realize how many songs by both these groups I just don't know. Because every time they come on the radio, I turn them off.
Yes, but think about the games we've now had created. True TV or not TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got the Frostburg game from the other
Frostburg's
night.
Game we're going to run during the football season all the time.
How great was that? Is this Harbaugh from today or not?
Did Jim Harbaugh say this today?
Now Nickelback or Creed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm.
The Magic Johnson Twitter game. I mean, that's four really great games.
Yeah, but we can't do the Nickelback or Creed game a ton because, you know, you run out of songs at some point.
Oh, no. The rich, deep catalogs.
Yeah, it is.
No question.
Rich,
and
deep
then
catalog.
Normally you erase it from your brain pretty fast. I don't want to hear
we
that.
We can always add, was it Creed from The Office?
Ooh. Oh, that's going to be fun. We have to play Creed drops from The Office?
Roots.
Oh, that'll be great.
We get to play some of his old music, too. How about that?
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Hey, quick reminder to let you know that if you're tired of feeling alone in your job search with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection, Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. So as we get set for the Final Four, women's and men's, the next couple of nights, and tomorrow we have Iowa and UConn, I'm telling you, enjoy Iowa and LSU as the highest rated women's game ever, because that's going to get smashed tomorrow by Iowa and UConn. You want a great conspiracy theory, and all this, hey, maybe the NCAA, everybody wants Iowa in the finals, right? You see what Caitlin Clark is doing for the sport, everything else. Here's your big conspiracy theory that we can all watch for. Right, you can all watch because this is it's not something difficult. It's not like, oh, look at what kind of shoes the officials are wearing. No. You want a great conspiracy theory? I'll give you this. What's the one thing about UConn coming into this game? They're shorthanded, right? They're not healthy. They play six-ish players. Like it's like me watching Syracuse men under Jim Boeheim. Oh, we have nine guys by the third game. We're playing six. All right, that's it. They have six players. Let's see what the whistles are like the first 10 minutes of the game.
Ooh, look at you.
To see if UConn winds up getting an early foul trouble. Because clearly, if they blow the whistles a ton, that's going to favor Iowa because Iowa's a little bit deeper. UConn is not. Let's see what the whistles are like in the first 10 minutes of the game. Are you going to see a couple of Huskies pick up a couple of fouls early? Not Beckers, but just where to the point where, hey, we only have six. Now we have to play other people. We have this going on. We have our big players in foul trouble. We can't be as aggressive defensively, so we have to lay off Caitlin Clark or whatever it's going to be. Watch the first 10, 12 minutes of the game, and let's see what kind of whistles are blown in the game tomorrow night. That you want a conspiracy theory? That is what I'm going to give you for tomorrow night.
You and Steve will be here chronicling every bit of contact. And what's been curious, and, you know, to look at it from the amount of the women's tournament that we've watched, they've let them play.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yep.
A lot of physicality being displayed on the court. So if suddenly that gets tightened up, yeah, I think it would be pretty noticeable right away. I mean, Paige Becker's making some comments today talking about media, you know, because getting asked those questions, how's it going to feel to be the face next year where all attention's on you? And she's like, yeah, it should be on a lot of folks. Like, all right, just take the compliment. And move on.
That's nice. That's a listen. I want, but maybe in that statement there, a little bit of hey, too much on Caitlin Clark this year.
No, no, but
a little
that's
bit of backlash.
Point, right?
Like hey, maybe it's on other people.
She said what she needed to say without saying it explicitly.
And here's what I would say to that: all time leading scorer in women's sports. I'm sorry, she moves the needle more than you do, more than anybody else in the sport. It's not about racism. It's not about anything else other than here's your all time leading scorer in the game. Someone who has a game like Steph Curry's game in the pros. She hits a lot of threes. She hits them from the logo. It's fun. And again, I'm going to go back to leading scorer in NCAA history.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but this goes back to like the whole Gina Auriemma thing as well. It's like, I'm still here. I didn't go anywhere. 23. Final four runs.
He's already got, I guarantee you, Gina Auriemma already has is what he's going to say if they win tomorrow, ready to go. Like, he's got his first comment just ready, just boom, ready
no
to go.
Question about
I already
it.
Have it.
You have it? Oh, you do?
That's why we didn't recruit Caitlin Clark.
Boom.
That's why we didn't get her. That's
and then he does the D-Generation X chop, and away we go. But the conspiracy theory that you're floating out, I kind of dig it. Potentially dangerous.
But hey, watch, see how it see. Yeah,
again, get a touch foul out around the three.
All of a sudden, like one of those games where in the first 12 seconds there's a whistle blown.
Can almost we actually like, call the moving screen. So all of those kind of things.
Yeah. So the officials can say, "Hey, we showed you in the first 20 seconds how we're going to call the game. Not our fault. You got into foul trouble. Not our fault." Not our fault where it is. And it's such a thing where, like I said, even if it's equal on you say, well, Iowa, I mean, when they're going to their bench, it's not like you. I mean, you can't play six people. I think Rebecca Lobo would come in if they have to get to seven.
Jeez,
take off the headset, ready. I'm 50 years old, but I'm ready to get back in there. I mean, not if the game's in Albany, obviously, because they would throw stuff at her. But she's the next person to go in. Maybe Jen Rosati winds up going in. Let me name it all UConn women stars
just
in the
start
past.
Look at
that.
Just going back into
it's
history.
Keep going. Maya Moore will go in. All right, keep going.
Going a little deep on that now. But it is one of the more fascinating angles here, right, is since Clark does work with the ball in her hands. Now, obviously, working off screens, finds space, gets open and all. But do you get the touch foul? If she complains about a non- call, is it one where you can, get the official to maybe give you the makeup, all of that? Yeah, it's all things we'll be watching for, no question about it. Free potential points at the foul line. But the fact that you can't just enjoy the game and you're already looking for conspiracies. Look at you.
Hey, I'm like Robert Duvall from The Natural. I just make the game a little more interesting for people to watch.
It's funny, that's the line a lot of people use about betting.
And after today, whether you're a hero or a goat, I'm going to have myself a great story. Now, just something while you're watching the game, something to watch for that's not so incredibly inside basketball. That's not, oh, what's happening here? Are the rotations late on the weak side? Something like that, stuff that you get that just goes
right overhead. Is she getting the throw over a point guard that's 4.5 inches shorter?
Are they making UConn guard her with someone who is like 5'4"? Oh, by the way, Caitlin Clark transferring Haley Van List.
Pushing her into the portal. It's like
that.
When Alabama lost to Michigan. What happened? This guy quit. These guys are all in the portal. Crazy.
Haley Van List, star guard for LSU.
Into the portal.
Who was all ACC her first couple of years. Realized, hey, I want to go to LSU, goes to LSU after last year, and now is transferring, which I can't say I'm surprised, because sometimes in games, it's hard to say, but sometimes there's a game where so much happens that no matter what, trust or anything else just gets eroded. And she's coming at this from the perspective of, I just came off an absolutely awful game. And a lot of it is, and most of it was, that Kim Mulkey had a horrible strategy, whether it was her hubris, or I can have Haley Van List guard Caitlin Clark, we're still going to win this game, which was dumb. And why now, hey, all of a sudden she's the one that's got to wear the goat horns for losing that game, because it's all on Kim Mulkey. But you saw Haley Van List had such a horrible game so publicly. For her to come back is difficult, and also for her to come back where she sacrificed a lot of her game because she's on a team with superstars, with Reese and Flo J. Johnson, and so she's not the big scoring point guard that she was. So it's like, okay, yes, Angel Reese is gone next year, but me coming back, All people are going to think about is this game where I couldn't guard Caitlin and I couldn't hit anything, and Angel's yelling at me at the end of a game because we're not in sync. Am I going to have my starting spot? Am I on a short leash? And I want to go somewhere where I can show, hey, I can be more than just an 11-point-a-game player. So I'm not surprised at all Haley Van Lith.
Well, some of that, yeah, also gets into just flat-out trust and trusting the process moving forward, right? Because she got laid out all over the place, you know, not only by Clark on the court, but in the media, and, you know, none of the post-game commentary did her any favors. You know, as sick as she was talking about taking IVs and all of that as brought up on the broadcast, but that at no point did she get help until it was too late defensively. We talked about it extensively earlier in the week, right, where Johnson finally switches off. And it takes nothing away from the game Caitlin Clark had. Like, I think I can run these two things in parallel with one another. You give her credit for her execution as a shooter and as a passer and all of those. And certainly she got cute at times, thinking that, you know, the guys got really wide about potential plays down into the low post that weren't there or towards the baseline, where she was going a bit over the top because she had the sight line over Van Lith. But, you know, none of it did her any favors. Bad shooting night, Reese yelling at her, talking about controlling the ball, get the ball to me, all of these kind of things. And certainly Kim Mulkey didn't do her any favors coming back.
No, not at all. Look, and she was sick, too.
No, that's what I mean. Like, she was sick to begin with. Yeah, here
you go. But it's still you on the floor.
You've had an IV.
Right?
You've had to do this.
Yeah, but it's still you on the floor.
Yeah.
And what's it going to be like with your teammates next year? It's tough.
But
it's difficult.
You still, as a coach, right? And again, Kim Mulkey's forgotten more basketball than I'll ever know. I stipulate to that, and I'm not denigrating the career. But in this particular case, you didn't help her. Right, you didn't help her. You knew she was sick and said, hey, you know what? Go guard the leading
scorer
in NCAA history.
Then you saw she couldn't guard her, and you said, well, we're still going with this. Seriously.
Like, the law of averages says she's going to now miss five shots. Now, no, it's not the way this works.
Kim Mulkey's coached about a dozen more college basketball games than I have, but I can say, hey, who's the best player on the other team? Caitlin Clark. I want to put my best defender on her, especially when she's the guy. She's the one that's going to take 30 shots and be the big. But I'm going to put my best. You can't tell me Haley Van Lith was her best defender. That's the thing that baffles me. No, I refuse to make a change. I refuse to make a change. Now, that gets into tomorrow's game, UConn, Iowa. And I told you that I can't see Iowa winning the title. This gauntlet to run emotion-wise from LSU to UConn to what likely is going to be South Carolina is going to be too much. But they get by UConn tomorrow
night.
Look at you. UConn is at the point where, yes, you want to talk about the bounce back of Iowa and the emotion coming off of LSU. UConn's at this point, and they said they're shorthanded. And Caitlin Clark is going to find a way to score a bunch, be a facilitator. It will be harder, and I'm sure as I'll tell you, Gina Auriemma is going to have a much better game plan for her. It will be more difficult, but give me Iowa advancing, and then the matchup against South Carolina is going to be where it comes to a halt, because South Carolina is too good, too loaded. They're undefeated for a reason, and that's where it stops for Caitlin Clark. So they'll get by UConn tomorrow. And if UConn was at full strength, there might be a different story, but they're not. And you're talking about getting this deep in the tournament. Eventually, that gas can hits empty, and it's going to be enough. Caitlin Clark will have enough for one more big night going into the championship.
This is where I'm going to take Edwards, and I'm going to take Shade.
Wow, look at
no rays of sunshine from
look
Clark from the outside. Too much shade defensively.
Why do you try to sound like Jack Black when you make picks sometimes? You tried to do
He's
that
my spirit animal.
You tried to do that Jack Black
I really
of
wasn't
rock.
Trying to.
No, you did right there. Shade, give me a little bit of bum 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 bum.
Give me some hi-hat.
Come on. you are one of the groupies. The groupies are the ones that sleep with the rock stars. Okay, come here, Carell. Let me tell you about the Jason
I'm
Smith
gonna take
show.
Gino Auriemma.
I know. But you gotta say it. I'm taking Gino Auriemma. Like you're Jack Black. Go ahead.
Gino Auriemma. With the big solo.
That was good. Yeah. That was good. A little bit right there.
In his post game.
Gino.
And I'll go one further. That I do think Paige Bueckers matches Clark shot for shot.
Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So, lace up your sneakers, make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Thank you very much, Steve-O. Coming up next, though, a big story today that has just been handled so ham-handedly and ridiculously bad from the beginning, and now we're going to get like 3 more years of it.
Yay!
That's next right here. Jason and Mike, laugh with us. That's next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason, is this Creed or Nickelback?
This is Creed.
Yeah!
Yeah, buddy! Creed versus Nickelback. I'm an expert now. Expert.
Get out, I'm hot.
Spider-Man.
I'm hot.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So, lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store as soon as you can. This story, I still can't get over how ham-handed this entire big development has been from the beginning. And as a result, we're going to wind up seeing what I'm sure is going to be looked at as, in the modern era of Major League Baseball, the worst 3-year run any team is going to have. We found out today the saga of the worst in the Mets. Well, the Mets had one. All right, they've had a lot of bad years, but 62 was a bad year. But the next 3 years for the A's, because we found out today the saga of the A's is now over. They are going to be in Vegas at some point. They're demolishing the Tropicana. They closed its doors for the last time on Tuesday. And it's going to take a while. Like, wait a minute. You've been planning this movie. You're going to Vegas and you're not going to go for at least 4 years? Who the hell planned? This is not 1975. Who the hell plans this way? Yeah, we don't have a home. We don't have anything. We just want to get to Vegas. So for the next 3 years, it's announced today because they couldn't agree on a lease extension to stay in Oakland. The Oakland A's are going to play in Sacramento.
Yeah.
For the next 3 years.
Sutter Health Park. Let's go.
You are going to see, again, you're going to see a 3 year run of what's going to wind up being the worst 3 year run baseball in modern history, because nobody is going there as a free agent. Because, first of all, it's the A's. Secondly, they're not going to spend any money to sign anyone because they know we're not making anything for the next 3 years. It's not going to be it. They're going to rely on organizational players only for the next 3 years because that's all they're going to have. They're going to be so unbelievably terrible, as bad as they are now. You're going to see this run of the last couple of years, the next 3 years, and go, how does this team not disband like the Cleveland Spiders back in 1897? That's how bad this
is. Spiders in. Look at you.
That's how bad this is going to be for the A. We're going to say this 3 year run, they're so unbelievably non-competitive.
Yeah.
And they're giving away 3 years for this.
Good job, Rob Manfred.
This is terrible. And I keep going back to, when you want to move, it's got to be handled better than this. It's got to be handled with, we know where we're going, we know where we're moving, we spend one lame duck year. Okay, one lame duck year I get. But now you're talking about 3 years, maybe four, depending how long it takes to build the ballpark. We got to demolish Tropicana, and then you got to build it all up from the beginning. Are you kidding
me? Do I need to play you the business class from back to school again? There's a lot of considerations.
I don't know,
go into building a factory.
I don't know who you think run those departments, but I assure you it's not the Boy Scouts. This is such
an 3 years
fail.
With an option for a fourth. Look, this is where, you know, we quote and we joke about Moneyball a lot. This is it, man. And even in the last couple
of
years.
Major League Baseball. There's the rich teams. There's the poor teams. There's 10,000 feet of crap. There's what the Tropicana is going to be buried under. And then there's us.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what they dig up when they raise that place, though.
Fisher,
there's a lot of stuff there.
Fisher likes to keep the money on the field.
But legitimately.
Keep the money on the
field.
But, I mean,
look what happened in the last week, right? This is the next in what has been, as you called it, a saga. Because that's what where we're at. Like, this has so many twists and turns and just. Really? That I can't believe it. I got to see what's in the next chapter. Because earlier this week, right, you had players who were tenured and who were viable players optioned to the minor leagues for wearing wristbands that, you know, talked about the struggles in Oakland. So, you know, you already have that headline as you get to opening day and the first couple series, and now you get the extension of this. Remember, because we talked about it with Las Vegas when they said, well, their best options in Oakland. It was because of the proposal, not because they didn't necessarily want them. It was, no, get that weak blank out of here like they were playing a pickup basketball game.
And if you think it couldn't get worse at the press conference today to announce the A's moving to Sacramento, here's A's owner John Fisher trying to pump everybody up by saying, hey, moving to Sacramento for 3 years is exciting. Psst, it isn't. But this is what he's looking forward to seeing at the new ballpark.
We're excited to be here for the next 3 years, playing this beautiful ballpark, but also being able to watch some of the greatest players in baseball. Whether they be athletics players or Aaron Judge and others, launch home runs out of this very intimate, the most intimate ballpark in all of Major League Baseball.
So do you think
he started laughing at him?
Do you think he didn't know the names of any of his A's players?
No.
And the only guy he knows is Aaron Judge?
That's it.
I'm looking forward to seeing other teams coming in and homering off of us.
That's it. And they're the Athletics, right? They don't have a city name now. Now we're just the Athletics.
This is like when the Clippers used to run the ticket promotion. See the other best teams coming? I get that you want to sell people on that, but at least say the name of one of your players.
Michael Jordan comes to town.
Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing Jason Giambi, Johnny Damon. They're going to look really good next couple of years in Sacramento. That's great.
Jason, really. Without looking real quick, you can't name five A's players.
No, I just Steve McCaddy. And Matt Keogh.
Vida Blue.
Vida Blue, yeah.
Carney Lansford.
We got more on this and a crazy new story about Ohtani and his ball from last night. Next.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.